What is going on, guys? Cameron here with the Lawn Care Life in Missouri. Thanks for tuning in to the podcast, man. I appreciate it. Rolling to town this morning, man. It's cold out here. I don't know about you guys, but we had some really warm weather early, like probably the second week of March. It was like nice and toasty for that time of year, and then it's just kind of went downhill after that. We've had some warm days up in the 70s. That would be pretty warm for our area this time of year, but anyways, kind of a roller coaster of weather that we're having, and you may have a few 70 degree days and then it might dip down into the 30s. So got down to into the 30s overnight. They were calling for frost, but I got out early this morning. I don't see any frost anywhere. We had a little light wind, so I think that kind of helped out there. But anyways, just rolling to town this morning. It's in the high 30s. It's supposed to get up to, I believe, 60 today, but it'll probably feel like in the 50s because we have a whole lot of wind, man. We've had a lot of wind here lately. No rain, though, so that's good. Be able to get out there and kind of do my thing and get some things done. But, man, the last few days I've just been kind of stuck in the office trying to get everything ready to roll for, like, taxes and all that. The deadline's approaching, of course, and we wait till the last minute. Get that done, you know, before April 15th. Some years it's a different date, but typically it's around the 15th. Got to have all that stuff turned in. So been doing a lot of that mess, and I don't like the office side of things. I've decided, you know, spending 3 days going through paperwork and all kinds of junk, I've decided that I really don't like the office side of things, the business side of things, like doing all that. I just love to get out and to run the equipment, you know. Thinking back years ago, whenever I was real little, I would always go out and run equipment or do something around equipment on the farm. And that was at a very young age, man. I was like 7, 8 years old. I was out there on the farm running something, you know. And so just did that pretty much my whole childhood. Ran equipment, ran ATVs, just anything and everything that had four wheels. I was out there trying to ride it and trying to trying to just run it, man. So like being outdoors, like running the equipment, but I don't like the office side of things at all. And I think that's like I don't know. At the beginning of the year, man, I honestly felt a little burnt out before the season even started. And just a little touch of that, I think, was from just doing the business side of things, man. Just all that goes into it there. It's just a little overwhelming. You know, I was listening to a podcast the other day, and it was talking about entrepreneurs and people that start their own business, or maybe people that are just now into that phase, like they've seen other people do it, and they think it would be cool for them, so they kind of jump into it and start a lawn care business or start any type of business. This wasn't a lawn care podcast. This was just a podcast, a general entrepreneurial podcast. So I was listening to it the other day, and like I said, they were talking about starting a business, and man, just how challenging it is, especially if you take it to the next level and then get to the next level. It's not for everybody. As a matter of fact, a lot of people would probably hate it, you know, just trying to, just everything that's involved, you know. You gotta keep track of what's coming in, what's going out. You gotta keep track of your products, your equipment in this case. Gotta keep track of your employees and, you know, any obstacles that come your way. You know, for lawn care, it'd be like equipment breakdowns, employees not showing up, maybe losing customers, things like that. And so it's just a mental roller coaster. You're on a high 1 minute, you're in a valley the next minute, and it's normal, man. It's something that's normal. It's just part of running a business. You always have challenges. You always have things that don't go your way. And if you're able to, like, handle the stress and handle the obstacles, the circumstances, if you're able to handle all that stuff, it's a little bit easier on you as far as running a business. But in general, man, it's tough. It could be tough. It could be challenging trying to figure it all out, especially if you're a small business and you're trying to do the majority of it yourself. You're trying to juggle 10 different things and you only have time to juggle two. And it can be overwhelming, man. Then you get the family involved and you lose out time there, maybe. Just so much goes into being an entrepreneur, you know. I don't think it's built, I don't think it's made for everyone. I don't think it's something that everyone should get into. And just like that podcast was saying, man, they were talking about being an entrepreneur, man. They didn't think it was for everybody, and I don't either. I think very, very few people make it because you got to have a high, like, pain tolerance. You got to have a high tolerance for stress at times, depending on what you're getting into. You just got to be able to manage it really well, on top of everything else that, like, attacks you one by one by one, you know, 100 different things a day. And so just putting that out there, because I don't know where you're at in your life or in your business right now, but, man, you may be going through something right now, and you may be like, man, this is not what it's cracked up to be. You know, my grandpa, he always said, Cameron, getting old's not what it's cracked up to be. And he has a lot of truth in that. You know, a lot of people talk about when they get old, they'll be able to do this or they'll be able to do that. And then you get to that stage and maybe your health isn't very good, or maybe you're physically not able to do some things that you were wanting to do all those years. And then by the time you make the money to do the thing, it's like you're just worn out and burnt out. And anyways, you know, running a business is no different. It's like, it's not always what it's cracked up to be. Now, I enjoy it 100%. I couldn't imagine doing anything different. I don't want to work for someone else. I want to make my own schedule, be able to have the freedom to take off, you know, absolutely whenever I want to. If I didn't want to work today, I would just park the truck and spend time with family and then bust my tail tomorrow or the next couple of days, next few days, and get out there and do the thing, you know. But that's just, you know, you can't do that every day, of course. You can't say, well, I don't think I'll work today or tomorrow or the next day. You know, eventually that'll catch up to you and you won't be making any money and you'll end up having to sell your house and your equipment and everything you've obtained over the years. But I just feel like being an entrepreneur, running a lawn care business, it's stressful. It's difficult. You're out in the heat. You're out in the elements. If you do snow plowing, you're out in the cold. It's hard on your equipment, hard on your body maybe. And just so much goes into it that people don't like to talk about. You know, they like to talk about, oh, man, I made, there was another guy that did a YouTube video not too long ago. And he's like talking about people that brag on how much money they make. Like, yeah, I made $500 an hour on this job. And it's like, yeah, but did you really? Once you take into consideration your expenses, maybe you loaded your equipment up that morning. Maybe you had to get some supplies for the job. All that stuff adds up, and before you know it, that $500 can quickly turn into like $200 an hour, or even $100 an hour, depending on how long it takes you to set up, break down, get the materials, get the supplies. Maybe you did a lot of work on the back end trying to land this job, so you have to take into consideration that. You're doing estimates on the job. Maybe you're doing some design work on the job. And so all that stuff you got to factor in. And a lot of people, I don't think about that. They don't think about the time it takes to go to the gas station and fuel up. They don't think of time that it takes to set up the equipment for the day. You know, maybe you have to load something different. Maybe you're doing a rock job. You know, you've been mowing all week, and all of a sudden a customer wants some decorative rock put in around their landscape beds, and you have to literally take everything off the trailer, equipment, mowers, blowers, trimmers maybe, depending on how your rig is set up, and then you have to go in there and you have to, maybe you're taking the a skid steer, or maybe you're taking a tractor, a small compact tractor, and you got to load it all up, you got to hook it all up, you got to strap it all down. All that stuff takes time. So, you know, running a business, from the outside, you may see the shiny trucks, you may see the shiny equipment, You may see all the new stuff that people and brands are advertising, and you may get excited about it and make it look exciting. You're out there, you're working, you're running the cool equipment. The equipment looks awesome, you know, it's powerful, it's fast, it looks good, and they know how to get you to buy stuff. They're marketing all this stuff and wanting you to buy it, of course, and they have years and years and years and years and years of experience doing all this stuff, and so they know what they're doing. They know what triggers to pull to get you emotionally attached to whatever it is that they're wanting you to buy. And so a lot of this stuff is, man, it could be like mentally just wearing you out. You know, you're watching all these videos, you're thinking about, man, should I offer this service? Should I offer that service? Should I pay off my truck and buy a skid steer? Should I finance a skid steer? Should I make enough money where I can pay cash for it? Same thing with equipment, with like lawnmowers. It's like, man, I've got 1,500 hours on this mower. I don't even know if it'll make it this season, but I don't have the cash to go out and buy another one. So you're constantly trying to figure all that out. And it's just a lot going through your mind, a lot going through your head, and a lot to think about just running a business. So not only is it physically demanding, it's mentally just taxing, just thinking about it all, just trying to figure it all out, trying to come up with the best way to do this or do that, trying to figure out, you know, you throw in family there, you're trying to spend as much time as you can with them. And then so it becomes a, just a juggling act. You're trying to juggle it all. People talk about how they have it figured out and they have it fine-tuned and they got systems in place, but there's always something that's going to come up. So nothing's ever 100%, you know, like a well-oiled machine. And so, you know, running a business and doing all those things and going through all that stuff, it just takes a toll on you. So you see the highlight reels, you see all this stuff going on, and, you know, you could be completely blindsided if you were to get into the business and try to do the thing and try to build something, if you're not prepared, man, if you haven't seen this stuff in advance. So think about that if you are on the fence wanting to build a lawn care company, wanting to start a lawn care company, wanting to do all this stuff, you know, with the business that you already have, or maybe it's something that you're just now getting into. Just kind of like, I don't know, like, don't even think about the highlight reels that you see online. Really, really think about all the ins and outs and all the stuff that you got to get into to pull it off and make it happen. There's a whole lot more to it than these highlight reels, and that's one thing that I don't like, you know, to see online, is to see these people just talking about how successful they are, or how great everything is, or how they're just out there killing it, you know, making a ton of money, stacking cash, buying all this equipment, because you don't even know the backstory, man. You don't even know what it took for them to get there. You don't know if they're in debt up to their eyes. You just don't know a whole lot of things. You just kind of see them, what they want to show you. So I always try to be like real open, honest, transparent, whatever you want to call it, on the channel, and just show you guys like the struggles, the stuff that I'm dealing with. You guys have seen a lot of that over the years, and just try to be like authentic, you know, because a lot of that is lost in social media. I was listening to a pastor the other day, and he was talking about social media, like how fake it is, like how social media isn't even real. And to an extent, he's like 100% right, man. There's so many things on there that are misleading. You don't get a lot of context with a lot of content that's out there. And so you're seeing just kind of like, I don't know, like the content side, like the, not the content, but the like the chapters, you know, your chapters in a book. You're seeing the highlights, like, okay, we're going to talk about this in this chapter, this in that chapter, but you don't see like the meat of the book, you know, everything that's like in between those chapters. And so a lot of that's left out. A lot of it's like misleading people and really making people struggle financially, mentally, physically, all those different things, because they've seen the highlight reels. They see how cool it looks, And then when they get out there to do the thing, it's like, man, what have I signed up for? So you guys may be there right now, you know. I've been doing this for 22 years. Every year it's different. Every year there's another challenge, a different challenge. And just trying to stay on top of it every single year is a challenge in itself. But I make the most of it. I try to do my best. I try to be a little bit more profitable, a little bit more efficient each and every year. And just kind of go from there, you know. A lot of, you know, something that's on my mind right now is that a lot of this stuff, a lot of this stuff you see, there is, like right now, there is a lot of people making a lot of money just creating content. And so with that being said, they don't have to go out and mow all day long, every single day, to be able to make it, especially if they're a small business. As a small businessman, you have to get out there and you have to really bust your tail and you really have to grind. And it's a hard journey if you want to make a lot of money doing this. You can only make so much being solo, or have, you know, if you have one or two guys, you can only make so much. So you have to like put in the hours, you got to put in the work. And a lot of misconception online is you see all these people that are really successful looking, but you don't know the backstory, man. You don't know a lot of context. A lot of these people are making a whole lot of money just creating content, so they don't have to go out there and they don't have to bust their tail every single day, all day long. And they may have busted their tail in the past. You know, they may have put in the work, put in the hours, put in just a lot of sweat over the years. But if you're late to the game and you haven't seen all that and you haven't seen them go through all that stuff and you're just showing up, you know, like in 2024 and just seeing all the vehicles and seeing all the equipment and seeing all the cool properties that they mow, you could be like very, very misled by seeing all that stuff because you didn't see the context, you didn't see the backstory, you didn't see all the hard work that they put in for years and years and years, or you don't see all the money that they're making through Facebook. You know, Facebook is a big, big money maker right now. A lot of people making a whole lot of money on Facebook right now. So you guys don't see a whole lot of that, you know, unless you know these guys personally, unless they're sharing numbers. It's unbelievable what some of these people are making, you know, tens of thousands of dollars per month just on Facebook, just by creating content on Facebook. Same thing with YouTube, man. You know, you just wouldn't believe the amount of money that's out there and available on YouTube. And some people are just, they're making so much money. They're making more money than they've ever made before just by uploading content and, you know, putting videos out there. So keep that in mind when you see the highlight reels on Facebook, Instagram, you see the shorts on YouTube. It's not all what it seems, what you're seeing, you know. That's not always the case. So just keep that in mind, man. Just thinking about you guys that you're out there working hard, putting in the work, putting in the hours. Don't get discouraged. Don't get disappointed. Don't throw in the towel. Just figure out a way to become more efficient, more profitable each and every day, man. That's all it takes. You know, every day become a little bit better. Every year or maybe every month, look at your numbers. Definitely look at your numbers every month. But what I was going to say is every year, look at ways to raise your prices, you know, adjust your prices every year. But if you're not making money now, you may need to do that every week or every month. You may look at your numbers, run your numbers and be like, man, I thought I was making some money here, but I'm really not. Just adjust things. You don't have to wait till the end of the season. If you're already into it and you're already a week in, 2 weeks in, you're like, man, I should have raised my prices. I'm doing the same thing I did last year. I'm not going to be making any money at the end of the year. Hey, stop right now. Stop what you're doing right now. Start adjusting your prices. Start getting your prices where they need to be so you can be profitable at the end of the year. And advertise like crazy. I always tell people, you know, if you're booked solid, that's a good time to advertise like crazy, because whenever the new customers come in, whenever you go to give estimates, you can give that estimate that's maybe $10 higher, $20 higher than you would before, because you're not at risk of losing anything. If they don't take it, fine. If they do take it, you're making more money per hour and you're going to be more profitable, and you can do those estimates, you know, time and time again, one after another. And who knows, before you know it, the whole season, at the end of the season, you may look back and be like, man, Every customer that I have this year is brand new. I picked up this year, and I'm making a lot of money with these customers. And I got rid of half the old customers because they weren't willing to pay anymore. So it's just a constant battle, man. Constant struggle. Constantly having to tweak and think about things and figure things out. But if you want to run a successful business, you want to be in it for the long haul. Even now, more so than ever before, you have to know if you're profitable. You have to know your margins. You got to know you got to have a budget and figure all that out and know exactly where your money's going and what's coming in, what's going out. Now than ever before, because everything is so much more expensive, so you can't do those lawns for dirt cheap and make any money anymore. You really have to be at the right amount to pull in the money that you need to make to be able to sustain the business long term. You know, if you want to be here a year from now, 5-10 years from now. So, anyways, that's what I'm thinking about right now. Just wanted to share that with you guys on the way to town. So, in the podcast world, man, you guys can't even see what's going on over here, but definitely different than video. But I'll just tell you right now, I just stopped to get a little fuel for the mowers, and I wanted to make sure everything was topped off because this weekend is crazy. It's been crazy here because the solar eclipse, man, it's supposed to be Monday, right? Apparently our area is like the number one viewing area across the whole U.S. A lot of people are coming here, so we're going to supposedly have thousands of people come and come through this area, check it all out. So that being said, man, the gas pumps yesterday were jam-packed. They were three deep, and you know, I've got the box truck. I don't have a truck and trailer, so thankful for that. But either way, I sat at the gas station yesterday. It was like the last gas station on the way out of town. It's the first gas station kind of as you're coming into town, so a lot of traffic there, a lot of people just, you know, use that gas station. It's a pretty popular place. So pulled in there yesterday, and it didn't look too bad, but then it started piling up, and I couldn't get my box truck kind of maneuvered around where I wanted it to go, where I wanted to, you know, park and wait in line or whatever. There's only so many options when you got a huge truck like this. And so finally, I found a little slot where I could get behind a guy, and I bet I waited 15 minutes for this guy to finish pumping. And the pumps were going so slow. There were so many people there. It was just ridiculous. And that turned into like a 30, 45-minute delay. I had about a 30-minute drive out of town to knock out a yard, and I had to wait there for a while. And so just filled up again this morning. I thought I'd hit it early before it got crazy, and I got there right in time because as I was finishing filling up, all the cars started pulling in, and it's like jam-packed, and there's looking at the license plates, there's just a lot of people from out of town. Typically we don't get people from out of state here in our area. It's just one of those towns where you're not really passing through here or staying here, you know, or whatever, unless there's like something big going on. So anyways, it is getting jam-packed again. So just stuff like that, man. Just you guys live in the bigger city, you probably already know that, but just trying to get the truck and trailer into a gas station and get the truck filled up or the mowers filled up, that in itself can be a job, depending on where you live. You know, thankfully we're a rural area, and so it's big, it's open, we're not tight and compact and jammed in here, so it's pretty easy to fill up your truck, your trailer, and all that stuff. But that's just another thing, man, like traffic. You got to deal with traffic. We don't have to deal with much traffic. It's like you can get anywhere in town in 5 to 10 minutes, and a lot of people, 5 to 10 minutes is like getting out of the getting off the street and into, you know, the main road or something. It may take you just 5 minutes just to get out of the neighborhood. It's so big, but everything is very, very open here and easy to get to for the most part. But just, you know, things you don't think about when you're running a business or when you're going to start a business, you don't really think about all that stuff that goes into it. You know, maybe like dealer support. If you have a good dealer, it makes all the difference. Yesterday, I went and stopped in at my local dealer. They're having an open house, and man, they are like the best dealer I've ever found. You know, it's like very, very thankful for that. Try to go over there and support them as much as I can, and always try to get people to go there and check stuff out if they're needing equipment, service work, anything like that done, because it makes a difference, man. It's like you start a business, then all of a sudden your equipment messes up on you. If you don't have mechanical skills, or the number one reason a lot of us don't work on our equipment is because we just don't have the time. If it's in the winter time, fall or winter, I may attempt to look at it and fix it if it's something minor, simple, or whatever. But if it's during the busy season, we just don't have time. We got yards to cut. Maybe on a rainy day you can do it, but if it's not raining, you're out there working, and you got to make money, because when your equipment's down and you're working on it, you're not making a single dollar. And so the name of the game is make as much money as you can when the work's available. And so that's another thing to think about, you know, running a business. It's like, if you don't have a good dealer, what are you going to do when stuff breaks down? Maybe you need to learn some mechanical skills. Maybe you need to find a better piece of equipment. You know, maybe you need to do a little bit more homework there. So there's always things that we don't really think about until we start that business and run it, and until we get into those situations. But either way, man, it's been a blessing running the business. I've been able to take care of the family. You know, I've been married for, 13 years now? No, wait, hold on. I'm getting ahead of myself. Has it been 13? No, it hasn't. About to say, I don't think it's been 13. It's been 11, though. That's quite a long time, you know. Now we got the kids, so it's like I've been able to take care of my family and provide for them just by getting out every single day and doing something as simple and as easy as mowing some lawns, you know, getting out there mowing some lawns. So anyways, just thought I would share that with you guys today. That's what's on my mind. That's what I'm kind of thinking about. So I thought I would share that. But anyways, hope you guys are doing well. Hope you're having a good day. About to hop out here and get a quick bite to eat before I get on the road. I've got another 30-minute commute to this lawn. I have a group of like five or six. I'm not sure if it's five or six, but I've got a group of lawns or accounts. I've got one account with like five, six properties. So occasionally I'll have to hit the road and go to these. Two of them are out of town. Quite a bit of driving to them, but it is what it is, man. You got to get it done. You got to do it. So I'm going to get a quick bite to eat real quick before I get out on the road and knock out this first one. But it's 40 degrees, so I'm not really like gung-ho about getting out there and freezing my tail off on the first lawn. It'll warm up nice enough by the end of the day, but right now, man, it's chilly out there. But anyways, I hope you guys are doing well. I hope you're having a good day. And reach out to me anytime, man, if you got any questions about running a lawn care business. If you just want to vent because you've had like a horrible day and you just need somebody to talk to, hey, reach out to me, man. I'm in the same boat as 99.9% of you guys running a lawn care business. You know, it's hot in the summer. It's cold in the winter. It's rainy in the spring, you know, fall maybe. Dealing with customers, dealing with equipment, just that's the lawn care life, man. That's it is what it is, you know. It's like that's part of the business. You can't get away from any of those things. So if you want to vent and you got some stuff going on that you want to talk about, man, reach out to me, because I'm just a lawn care guy doing the same thing that you're probably doing. So anyways, I'm out. Hope you guys are doing well. Hope you enjoyed the podcast. Give you something maybe to listen to while you're out there working and getting everything done. So we'll catch you in the next one. Have a good day. And as always, hey, God provides.